Okay, so is your workstation wasting your time? I like to think of the workstation that I sit at and produce my videos and photos and so on and so forth and other work that I do on the internet. I like to think of it as my reliable employee. It does what it's told. It's always there. You can turn it on anytime you want to. But just like any employee, it's only as good as its skill set, and it's only as good as its capabilities. It is reliable. It does the same thing every time it's told. So unlike some real flesh and blood employees, it might have some advantages in that area. But if your workstation is disorganized, if it's not powerful enough, if it's not smart enough, it can be every bit as unproductive as your worst employee. So let's talk about how you can smooth things out a little bit and how you can get more production out of your workstation. And of course, I use Apple Macintosh machines, and I think that's step one. Use a machine that you don't have to worry about locking up and getting viruses and otherwise just giving the problems that Windows machines tend to generate. My Macintosh machines just tend to sit there and run without issues. And so that takes away a lot of worry and a lot of pressure. Second thing that I do, and I've been doing this for years, even back when I was using Windows machines, is I make sure that I have at least a dual monitor system. So I have at least the main monitor and then a second monitor so that I can have multiple windows open, multiple programs, have one on one monitor, one on the other. Now with modern browsers, we can use tabs. So we can have multiple tabs on the browser, and then we can have browser windows open on both monitors. So you can really have a lot of working space, if you will. So for example, if you have your email up on one tab, you have your Twitter account, your Flickr, your YouTube, whatever, your Facebook account, and various tabs, you can toggle back and forth rapidly. And you could be like editing videos or exporting a video, whatever, on the other monitor. So you can be getting a lot of things done simultaneously without wasting a lot of time minimizing windows, maximizing windows, so on and so forth. And of course, you want to have a relatively powerful machine with some RAM in it and so forth so that you're not constantly waiting for the machine to work. For example, if I'm exporting a lot of photos out of Aperture and it takes a long time to do that, then that's time that I might be able to spend doing other things if the machine was more capable. So you have to be on an upgrade schedule and make sure that you keep your machine upgraded so that it doesn't slow you down. Your time is valuable. Keep your desk, of course, free of clutter. Have your tools that you need handy, but try to keep it a little bit uncluttered. Mine has a lot of wires, a lot of USB cables. I've got an iPad sitting here. I've got my 13-inch Mac PowerBook sitting here. So I've got a lot of gear here within arm's reach, but still I try to keep an area in front of me clear so that I can have notes and other things sitting there when I'm working. So just little things like that, and have somebody watch over your shoulder maybe sometimes when you're working, and let them take notes as to what is slowing you down and where the hiccups are, where you might be able to use keyboard shortcuts and save some time. Look at your workflow, look at what you do on a regular basis, and see if you can smooth things out a little bit. And do some of the redundant tasks more rapidly. So this is just a quick overview and just something to think about. Think about your workstation, think about what you do every day and how you can speed these processes up. And remember, if your computer's organized, if it's powerful, if it's smart enough, if it's got the programs that it needs, it can be your best employee. And follow me for a lot of tips and tricks on craigship.com, craigship.com, and we look forward to chatting with you again.